Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. It is an absolutely terrific day here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I would like to thank you very much for joining me here on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. We meet every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific and talk about home business tips and social media marketing tips. So thank you very much for joining us either here live today on the call or later on the recording, listening to it at your convenience. That is why I keep posting them on the Podomatic so that you can listen to them later on. They're now available on download from iTunes. You can do it that way as well. Just awesome having you here, and I really do appreciate you taking the time, because, boy, time is valuable. We all know that's the one thing you can't replace, and lately my time is just getting more and more valuable, and it's just getting exciting and fun and exciting. So here I want to dive right in. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. Carla@retirewithcarla.com. And my direct phone is 877-767-7544. For those of you who are too shy to ask your questions on live on the call, or if you can't make the call and want to get a question answered, please do feel free to contact me on the phone or to send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. And as always, I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are willing to be coached, mentored, to achieve the success they want. If you are tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, and not achieving whatever it is you dream your life would be when you were where you are, the age you are now, give us a call, 877-767-7544, because there really is a better way. Oh, my gosh, there really is a better way. Escaping from that slave camp, big, big thing that you can do for yourself. So today I want to talk about home-based business and the foundation for your home-based business. What is it that you need to have in place in order to ensure that you keep going, that you climb the mountain, get past the obstacles, all the different things that are going to come up as you build a home-based business? So the foundation, when you own your own business, you have to be built on a solid foundation, on that rock-solid foundation, or you're not going to survive. It's like building your house on a sandy beach. It's not going to survive. And your values have to be upfront, and they play a huge part in who you are and what your business looks like. And as someone who owns a home-based business, you don't want to compromise your values. You want to be demanding of the people who work with you and the people who work for you. And you want to be caring. You want to have that balance between demanding and caring. And it's okay to ask for the money. It's okay to ask for a job to be done. It's okay to go to someone and say, look, this is what you promised. What happened? Where are the results you promised? It is okay. You are worth it. Your business is worth it. That foundation, building on that solid foundation of your own values and not compromising your own values. Because people don't really change. Their values are going to be the same. They're going to look at the world from a different perspective. But the whole underlying isn't going to change. You can, when it comes to choosing, like when you choose to build your home-based business or you choose to learn something new, what I've just signed up for a workshop on website graphics and how to enhance your websites with different graphics. And we're going to be using Photoshop and all sorts of things. When it comes to those matters of choice, you can have great growth. You can go from point A to point Z. However, when it comes to matters of skill, not so much. It's a harder mountain to climb. It's your skills are some of what you are born with, what you have been raised with, and those are the things that are deeply ingrained in who you are. And yes, you can go from point A to point D, maybe even point E. And yes, you will be able to move, and you will be able to grow, but you cannot grow as much in a matter of skill as you can in a matter of choice. So I choose to learn new things. And even though I'm choosing to learn this new piece of building a website, the skill that's underlying is that skill with computers and to play with computers. I have always liked playing with computers ever since I started using them quite a few years ago. And it's just part of my skill set. Now, someone who doesn't have that as their skill set, yes, they can learn. And they can become proficient. But they're not going to move nearly as far when it comes to the other matters of choice. So, the point I want to make here is that understand the difference between the two. And don't waste your time trying to become something you don't necessarily have the skills for. Now, I don't have the skills to become a surgeon. Personally, I'm not good with blood. If my husband comes home and he has a cut on his hand, it gives me the willies. So, and I'm not that precise. I love the phrase, progress, not perfection. I love that phrase, progress, not perfection. I say it all the time these days. So, for me to become a surgeon would take a lot more skill than I have in certain areas. And yeah, if I really busted my butt and I worked at it for years and years and years and years, I could probably become a surgeon. But because that's not where my skills lie, that's not where my natural abilities are, it's also something I don't want to do. Which is great, because I wouldn't be any good at it. So recognize the difference between the matters of choice and the matters of skill. And spend your time and your effort on what you actually can accomplish and what you are going to be able to build on and to make the most progress. Because you don't want to waste your time trying to become a surgeon when really what you're much better at is doing something with computers, being a speaker on a stage. Recognize where you want to spend your time and where you can invest your time and get the best result. So that's part of your foundation. because great quote by John Maxwell, Dr. John Maxwell, I can make you more than you are. I just cannot make you something you're not. So five of the things that you can build on as you're building your home-based business. Number one, your temperament. You would not be building a home-based business. You wouldn't have the desire. You wouldn't have the motivation to build a home-based business unless you had the temperament for it. So taking your temperament, learning the different skills that you need for the different areas of business that you're in, and building on those, building on that temperament skill. Number two, what is your strength zone? Now, I'm coming to realize that my strength zone is in speaking. I can stand here and I can speak for half an hour on the topic of building your home-based business and what kind of foundation you need. I have a page and a half of 18-point notes. And mostly the notes are to keep me on track so that I don't go off on some tangent. So build on your strengths. What are your strengths? And number three will help you point to some of your strengths. What is in your strength zone? Because number three is your track record. What is your track record? What have you done well in the past? What did you enjoy doing? What are the skills that you used in that building that track record? I realized everything I do, I turn into teaching. I love to teach. I love to see that light go on in people's eyes. I love to hear that aha moment. I love to teach. So that is one of the reasons that I was attracted to multi-level marketing, because then I can turn around and teach the team members. That's also why I was attracted to social media marketing. I can turn around and teach the team members. It's a beautiful thing. Number four, building on your passion. My passion is to teach. So what's yours? What is it that you would do even if you didn't get paid? I was just talking to one of the team members yesterday, and she was talking about an issue with her daughter and a school project and working in a team environment in this school project. Now, her daughter's 12. I'm not sure if she's turned 13 yet, but she's 12. They don't get any direction on how to work as a team, how to actually complete a project, how to lay it out, what you need to do, what are the steps you need to take. This is her passion. She is considering going to the school and volunteering to teach some of those kinds of skills to the kids, to make the whole idea of project management easier for them, and they, in turn, will learn more. Win-win situation. Number five thing to build on is your attitude. Do you practice the attitude of gratitude? It really, really is amazing. I personally, ride the public transit every day. And I listen to conversations, and it is just absolutely appalling at how many people sit there, and all they do is complain. So what is your attitude towards life? Are you learning? Are you growing? Are you building? Are you taking advantage of all that's out there for you to do? Are you stepping out and getting things done? Are you taking risks? what is your attitude? Or are you sitting back like so many people and watching anywhere up to 5 to 10 hours of TV a day? Waste of time. Waste of time. So 5 things that you can build on for your foundation as you build your home-based business is your temperament, your strength zone, your track record, your passion, and your attitude. So these are the things that you already have that you can build on. Now, as you build a business, you're a leader. Believe it or not, like it or not, you are a leader. And one of the things that you can do as you build your home business is you are able to give back to others. And this is working in that whole team environment. That's the beauty of why I love MLM so much. It's that team environment and people helping each other so they all can succeed. So what is it that you can give others through your home-based business or your home business or even a brick-and-mortar business? You can give people the opportunity. They can join your team. They can become a client. They can become a customer. You are giving them an opportunity to learn, to grow, to do something different. All the different businesses out there. All the different opportunities that are out there. As a leader, you are also going to be supporting others. And just because you are a leader in your business doesn't mean you have to know all the answers. In fact, Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all leader is usually not very well regarded in the team. A leader does not necessarily have to know it all. Think about all the people that you've met in your life. There's some real natural-born leaders. I was talking to one of my mastermind team via Skype the other day, and she was talking about how much of a leader her son is. And he's just a young boy. And she is assisting him in cultivating that skill. It's an awesome skill to have. So that's one of the things that he already has. And she's assisting him to help build on that skill. So a leader is going to support people. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to provide answers to all the questions. But support the people as they learn, grow, develop. Maybe you're just assisting them in where to find the answers. What else can you give to others? You can give goals. Set the vision for the team. Set the vision for the business. These are the goals we wish to accomplish. These are the short-term goals, the long-term goals. This is what we're working towards. When you have that goal in mind, it's a heck of a lot easier to get there. Because if you don't have a target, you ain't going to hit it. It's really that simple. The other thing that you can give is you can give feedback. Feedback on how people are doing. Feedback on the things that they're doing really well. Feedback on the areas that could use a little adjustment. It's how many of you, when you first started out in something new, would really like to learn how well you're doing. When I first started writing articles, I had my friend Jan read them over before I would publish them. I was so nervous. I was so scared. So I wouldn't do it on my own. So I was getting feedback from someone else. That's that beauty of that team. Jan and I were on a mastermind team together, and we supported each other in what it was the other wanted to do. Same concept with a leader. You're supporting each other. I'm supporting the team members. I provide information. I provide ways in which to find information. I provide moral support. Sometimes all I have to do is just be there. That's enough. Knowing that someone's got your back. That feedback. And the other thing that you can give back to others is credit. It goes a long, long way when you give others the credit, especially when the credit is due. I have seen people take credit for things that others have done, and I just shake my head. That is going to come back to haunt you big time, especially when it's credit for something that was sort of technical or knowledge-based. Because guess what? That person who took the credit didn't have the knowledge, didn't have the technical base. So next time someone expects them to do something along those lines, they can't do it. Give credit where credit is due. And even if a big part of the solution, a part of the credit belongs to you, give it away anyway. It'll come back tenfold. It really will. So what can you give others? You can give others opportunity. You can give others support. You can give others the goals, feedback, and give others credit. Big time, give others credit. Showing care and concern. You, the leader, are the one who serves the people who are serving others. That's what you do. Showing that care and concern. Because really, only the people who are secure in their own leadership are the ones who can serve others. Pretty, pretty strong foundation to build your business on. So the five things you're building on that you bring to the table that you have already: temperament, strength zone, track record, passion, and attitude. The things that you can give to others: opportunity, support, goals, feedback, and credit. Now, as you build your business on this kind of foundation, your business will flourish. Your business will grow. So long as you stay committed to your business, it will happen. 2 to 5 years is what it takes. We all make the choice to grow, because growth in our business and in ourselves does not happen by accident. It's got to be intentional. Because you ain't going to grow sitting in front of the television. You ain't going to grow hanging out down at the pub with all your friends complaining about something. You ain't going to grow hanging out at the dog park listening to people complain. I used to do that. I stopped. Growth must be intentional. You must set that schedule. You must set that goal for growth. Growth must be daily. Little steps every single day. Remember, progress, not perfection. Making progress. And there are days where some of the steps that you take for your own growth are going to be pretty small. But that's okay. There'll also be other days where your steps will be gargantuous, if that's even a word. Daily steps towards your own growth. And your growth must also be continual. When I think back to where I started on this 5-year journey. I am just amazed at the difference of how much I have grown, how much I have learned, and how much more fun my life is. How much more positive my life is. It's got to be continual. You go out and you find your mentors, you find your coaches, and you get what you need from that one, and you move on and you find another one. Because as you pass each level, as you go up that ladder, as you pass each rung, your needs will be different. Your base will be different. Your foundation will be stronger. And you will need to learn different things. One coach, one mentor is not going to give that all to you. Because you're going to go off in a different, on a different tangent, on a different niche, in a different path. So growth, it's got to be continual, it's got to be daily, and it's got to be intentional. Another great quote by Dr. Maxwell was, well, it wasn't really a quote, it was more of a story, where the supervisor was saying, you know, it's really terrible. I train all these people, they just get to where they're really good, and then they leave. But guess what? It's even worse if you don't train them and they stay. So build that great foundation for your business. One of the ways that you can do that is finding those mentors, finding those coaches. I hope you choose me. I'm a great mentor. I'm a great coach. And I'm building a great team. You can listen to these terrific Tuesday teleclasses every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific. You can dial into 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706. You can listen to these, even if you're not ready to join the team. You can start getting your foundation built. Because without that foundation, something's going to take you out. And then you're going to be ending up back there sitting in front of the television, back there over at the dog park complaining. Build that foundation. Build that growth. And when you're ready to join the team, send me an email, carla@retirewithcarla.com. Say, I'm ready to join the team. What is it going to take? I look forward to talking to you again on another terrific Tuesday teleclass. And please remember to keep those questions and comments coming. I do love them. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on YouTube. Or you can send me that email, carla@retirewithcarla.com. I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to meeting you one day, both in person and online. And remember, build that foundation and have fun while you're doing it. Thank you.